Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memer by Avram Gold. Hey, and today Masechus Ksubis Daf Samach Hey, the end of the fifth parak Af Al Pi. The Zichu Masechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah listing the various foods that a husband is chayav to provide his wife does not include any mention of wine. This omission supports Rabbi Lezer's ruling, who said, in posking Yenus Le'isha, we do not give a stipend of wines to a woman. Rabbi Yehuda of Kfar Nevaraya, and others says it was Rabbi Yehuda of Kfar Nevor Chayil said, from where do we derive that we do not award a stipend of wines to a woman? For it's stated in the Pasuk, Batakam Chana Achrei Achla B'Shilo V'Achrei Shaso. And Chana got up after she ate in Shilo and after he drank. Shaso V'lo Shasas, after he drank, which implies she didn't drink. The Gemara clarifies that the drasha is based on the fact that the pasuk was dealing with Chana's eating and then changed to discuss Elimelech's drinking. We learn from here that he drank, but she didn't drink. The Gemara brings a brisa later on that teaches, Kos echad yafal isha shnaim nivohu, shlosha tava'as bepeh, arba afil chamor tava'as beshuk ve'inam akperes. One cup of wine is good for a woman, two is a disgrace. After three cups, she verbally requests marital relations from her husband. If she drinks four cups, she solicits even a donkey in the marketplace, and is in particular, Rava said that they taught this brisa only with regard to a woman whose husband is not with her. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Samach Tal Amabei stated, but Nosan La Kippa La Rosh V'Chagro Masnel, and he gives her a kerchief for her head and a belt for her waist. Umana Alai Memod Lamod V'Kelim Shel Chamishim Zuz Mishana Lashana, and shoes from festival to festival, and clothes worth 50 zuz from year to year. Rapapa said to Abai, is this Tana stripped naked and wearing shoes? Rashi explains that he's asking if it makes sense that it's more important to provide her with shoes at each festival, and she only gets new clothing once a year. Abai said to him, Tana b'makom harimkai, the Tana lived in a mountainous area where one needs three pairs of shoes a year, and he's informing us, incidentally, they should give them to her on the regalim so that she should have simcha with them. And pointing with you, the Mishnah stated, Nosula ma ketzel v'sorchav, ocheles imo melele Shabbos, lelele Shabbos. He gives her each week a silver ma'a for her needs, and she eats with him every Friday night. The Gemara asks what the meaning is of she eats with him, and Rav Nachman says, Ochel is mamish, it literally means eating, whereas Ravashi says, Tashmish, it refers to marital relations. The Gemara challenges Ravashi's explanation from a braisa which taught, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ochel is imo b'leil Shabbos v'Shabbos, she eats with him on Friday night and on Shabbos day. Now, it's understandable if the term she eats refers to actual eating, for then it means she eats with him on Shabbos day. But according to Ravashi, who holds it means having marital relations, are there marital relations on Shabbos day? Why Rav Huna said, Yisrael kadoshim hen, mei mesham shimitosem b'yom. Yisrael are holy, and they do not engage in marital relations during the day. The Gemara answers, Rav has said, b'bais afel mutter. In a dark house, marital relations during the day are permitted. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah listing the various foods the husband is chayav to provide his wife does not include any mention of wine. This omission supports Rabbi Lezer's ruling, who said, in posking Yenus Le'isha, we do not give a stipend of wines to a woman. Rabbi Yehuda of Kfar Nevaraya, and others says it was Rabbi Yehuda of Kfar Nevor Chayil said, from where do we derive that we do not award a stipend of wines to a woman? For it's stated in the Pasuk, Batakam Chana Achrei Achla B'Shilo V'Achrei Shaso. And Chana got up after she ate in Shilo and after he drank. Shaso V'lo Shasas, after he drank, which implies she didn't drink. The Gemara clarifies that the drasha is based on the fact that the pasuk was dealing with Chana's eating and then changed to discuss Elimelech's drinking. We learn from here that he drank, but she didn't drink. The Gemara brings a brisa later on that teaches, Kos echad yafal isha shnaim nivohu, shlosha tava'as bepeh, arba afil chamor tava'as beshuk ve'inam akperes. One cup of wine is good for a woman, two is a disgrace. After three cups, she verbally requests marital relations from her husband. If she drinks four cups, she solicits even a donkey in the marketplace, and is in particular, Rav has said that they taught this brisa only with regard to a woman whose husband is not with her. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Samach Tal Amabei stated, but Nosan La Kippa La Rosh V'Chagro Masnel, and he gives her a kerchief for her head and a belt for her waist. Umana Alai Memod Lamod V'Kelim Shel Chamishim Zuz Mishana Lashana, and shoes from festival to festival, and clothes worth 50 zuz from year to year. Rapapa said to Abai, is this Tana stripped naked and wearing shoes? Rashi explains that he's asking if it makes sense that it's more important to provide her with shoes at each festival, and she only gets new clothing once a year. Abai said to him, Tana b'makom harimkai, the Tana lived in a mountainous area where one needs three pairs of shoes a year, and he's informing us, incidentally, they should give them to her on the regalim so that she should have simcha with them. And pointing with you, the Mishnah stated, Nosula ma ketzel v'sorchav, ocheles imo melele Shabbos, lelele Shabbos. He gives her each week a silver ma'a for her needs, and she eats with him every Friday night. The Gemara asks what the meaning is of she eats with him, and Rav Nachman says ochel is mamish, it literally means eating, whereas Rav Ashi says tashmish, it refers to marital relations. The Gemara challenges Rav Ashi's explanation from a braisa which taught, Rav Shimon Gamliel says ochel is imo b'leil v'shabbos, she eats with him on Friday night and on Shabbos day. Now, it's understandable if the term she eats refers to actual eating, but then it means she eats with him on Shabbos day. But according to Rav Ashi, who holds it means having marital relations, are there marital relations on Shabbos day? Why Rav Huna said, Yisrael kadoshim hen, mei meshamshim mitosem b'yom. Yisrael are holy, and they do not engage in marital relations during the day. The Gemara answers, Rav has said, b'bais afel mutter. In a dark house, marital relations during the day are permitted. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Samechei, and this was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggests that Samechei is seh, a sheep, and we often use a shepherd or shepherdess in the simmon. So here goes. The drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine, put on 2 mountain shoes that didn't match from the pair she received for the regalim, and called her shepherd husband to tell him she plans to eat with him Friday night. Once again, it's a motion. The drunk shepherdess, that must be more daf samachay, seh, sheep. The drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine, which reminds us, we learned from a drash from Chana that a husband does not give his wife a stipend for wines, and a brisa was brought to taught that 1 cup of wine is good for a woman, 2 is a disgrace. After 3 cups, she verbally requests marital relations from her husband. If she drinks 4 cups, she solicits even a donkey in the marketplace and is in particular. Rav has said that they taught this brisa only with regard to a woman whose husband is not with her. So the drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine, put on 2 mountain shoes that didn't match from the pairs she received with the regalim, which reminds us wives who live in mountainous areas are given 3 pairs of shoes each year, and they should be given to them on the regalim, so they should have simcha with them. So the drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine, put on 2 mountain shoes that didn't match from the pair she received with the regalim, and called her shepherd husband to tell him she plans to eat with him Friday night, which reminds us the Mishnah state that he gives her each week a silver ma for her needs, and she eats with him Friday night. The Gemara asks what the meaning is of she eats with him, and Rav Nachman says, ochel es mamish, it literally means eating, whereas Rav Ashi says, tashmish, it refers to marital relations. So once again, the drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine, put on 2 mountain shoes that didn't match from the pair she received for the regalim, and called her shepherd husband to tell him she plans to eat with him Friday night. All right, now it's time for 4 blot back Chazara. Daf Samachov. So the Simmer Daf Samachov is a song we use a magician doing the saw a person in half trick. So here goes. When the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half, magician being sawed in half, that must be on Daf Samachov. When the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half for demanding she nurse when she didn't want to, which reminds us, the question was asked, what is the halacha if a husband says to nurse and the wife says not to nurse? Wherever it's her family's custom not to nurse, we definitely listen to her. But what is the halacha if it's her family's custom to nurse and his family's custom not to nurse? The Gemara answers from the following brisa of the Tot, a wife rises to her husband's financial status in marriage, but she doesn't descend to it. Therefore, we listen to her, and she does not need to nurse. 2 different sources are brought for the concept of ola imo ve'inu yoredes imo. So when the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half for demanding she nurse when she didn't want to, she also magically produced and then served tasty meat and aromatic old wine that he could only eat and drink later, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya said in the name of Huna, HaKol Mashim Yifnei HaShamash Chutz Mebas V'Yayin. All foods may be withheld from the waiter, which Rashi explains to mean that they may be eaten by others in front of him and delayed in giving it to him until after the meal, except for meat and wine. Rashi explains that they must be served to him during the meal, for having to wait will cause him suffering. So, when the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half for demanding she nurse when she didn't want to, she also magically produced and then served tasty meat and aromatic old wine that he could only eat and drink later, so he would learn his lesson to never prohibit himself to her again. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamadir is ishto mitashmish hamita. If one makes a vow prohibiting his wife from having marital relations with him, Beishamai say that if the term was up to shtei shabbasos, 2 weeks, then he doesn't need to divorce her. Beis Hillel say that if the term was no longer than Shabbos Achas, 1 week, he does not need to divorce her. The Gemara explains that Beis Shammai derived their source from Yoledes Nekeba, a woman who gives birth to a female, where marital relations are prohibited for 2 weeks. Rashi explains that since the Torah mandates abstaining for 2 weeks, this is not an offense to force a husband to divorce. The Gemara clarifies that Beis Hillel's source is Anita, where marital relations are prohibited for 1 week. Dav Samach Beis. So the symbol Dav Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine company, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis, submarine. The submarine company, struggling to hire a captain, gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis stated, HaTalmidim Yotzin HaTalmud Torah Shelo Berishus Shloshim Yom. Talmidim may leave their wives to learn Torah without permission for 30 days. Gemara asks, if one does have permission from his wife, how long is it proper to leave? Rav said, Chodesh Kan v'Chodesh Babai is 1 month here in Yeshiva and 1 month at home based on the fact that those who serve the king rotated on a monthly basis. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Chodesh Kan v'Shnayim Babesa, 1 month in Yeshiva and 2 months at home based on the fact that those involved in building the temple left for 1 month and stayed home for two. So the submarine company, struggling to hire a captain, gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash. And the donkey driver who had a hard enough time trying to convince his wife to let him become a camel driver, which reminds us, Rabbi Rav Hanan asked Abaya, Chomber Menasa Gamo Mai, if a donkey driver wanted to become a camel driver, what's the halacha? Since this will change the frequency of his having relations with his wife from once a week to once a month. Abaya answered, wrote to each Bekavatifus Masar Kabim Uprishos. A woman prefers a kav and intimacy over 10 kabim and abstinence. So the submarine company struggling to hire a captain gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash, and the donkey driver, who had a hard enough time trying to convince his wife to let him become a camel driver, told him to stop marketing to Talmid Chachamim, who like to be home Friday nights. Which reminds the Gemara, asks, Ona shel Talmid Chachamim Amos, when is the time for marital relations for Talmid Chachamim? Rav Yudah said, in the name of Shmuel, from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, referring to Shabbos night. Rashi explains that this is a time of Tanug, Shvisa, Bahanas, Haguf, pleasure, rest, and physical enjoyment. Dav Samach Gimel. So the Simmer Dav Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife who scooted right past her on a segue. Segue? That must mean we're on Dav Samach Gimel. The wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the story of Akiva and the daughter of Kavu ben Savua, which ultimately results in Akiva telling his 24,000 Talmidim when he returned home after 24 years, Shalei v'shalachem, shalahi, all the Torah that's mine and that is yours belongs to her. So the wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife, who scooted right past her on a segue, rebelling against doing any work, which reminds us, everybody agrees that a wife is considered a meredes when she rebels from engaging in marital relations. They disagree if she's considered a meredes if she doesn't want to do malacha. Rav Huna holds she's not considered a meredes since a woman has the right to refuse getting support from her husband and not work for the husband. Whereas Rabbi Yossi but Rabbi Chanina holds that a woman who rebels from doing work is also a meredes. So the wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife who scooted right past her on a segue, rebelling against doing any work from the man she wanted to keep as a husband but wanted to make suffer. Which reminds the Gemara asks, Hikidami Meredes, what is the case of a woman who rebels? Which Rashi explains is the woman who's pressured to return to her husband by waiting with the divorce and reducing her ksuba each week. Amemar said, it's when she says, I want him as a husband, but I wish to make him suffer. This is because he insulted her or wronged her in some way. But if she says, he's repulsive to me, which Rashi explains means that she doesn't want him nor her ksuba, we do not force her. Marzucha says that even she says that he's repulsive to her, kaifinule, we force her. Dav Samach Dalad, so the Simmer Dav Samach Dalad is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more Dav Samach Dalad. The secret agent on his way to deliver a Nigeris merit written to a Yovama, which reminds us, originally when the mitzvah Yibum took precedence over Chalitza because they had the proper Kavana, a Shomer's Yavam could receive a Nigeris merit for rebelling. But now that the mitzvah Chalitza takes precedence before the mitzvah Yibum, a Yovama nowadays who rebels against her Yavam is not denying him a mitzvah, so she does not receive a Nigeris merit. So the secret agent on his way to deliver a Nigeris merit written to a Yavama discovered a chart that details a rebellious husband compensates less and not for Shabbos, which reminds us a rebellious husband does not compensate his wife for Shabbos since it looks like Schar Shabbos, and he pays half that a rebellious wife does because his suffering is greater when deprived or because his frustration is visible to others. So the secret agent on his way to deliver a Nigeris merit written to a Yavama discovered a chart that details a rebellious husband compensates less and not for Shabbos, and overheard the husband tell his friend he's not living with his wife and wants him to provide 2 kabin of wheat per week for her. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a mashas ishto yidei shlish, one who provides for his wife through a third party may not give her less than 2 kabin of wheat per week or less than 4 kabin of barley. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, Which daf do you have the story of Rabbi Akiva returning after 24 years to his wife? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number two. Which daf do you have a question whether an Igeres married is written for a Yavama? That's on daf Samach Dalad. Good. Number three. Which daf do you have a brisa that details what happens to a woman when she drinks too much wine? That's on daf Samach Hey. Good. Number four. Which daf do you learn that one who provides for his wife through a third party may not give her less than 2 kabin of wheat per week? That's on daf Samach Dalad. Good. Number five. Which daf do we have a machlokes at what age a baby recognizes its mother and refuses to nurse from someone else? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number six. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding the meaning of a wife eats with her husband Friday night? Is it referring to literal eating or tashmisha amita? That's on daf Samach Hey. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn that the time for Talmidei Chachamim to have relations is Leil Shabbos? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you learn that new pairs of shoes are given to wives who live in mountainous areas each regal? That's on daf Samach Hey. Good. Number nine. Which daf do you learn regarding how long Talmidim may leave to the Beis Midrash when they have permission from their wives? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. And number ten. Which daf do you learn that Rav Chis has said that a wife is only for beauty and banim? That's on daf Nun Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Abraham Golden Zichu. Wishing you a great day and great learning.